Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Coleman Taylor Transmission, servicing Central Mississippi for over 60 years. Their ASE-certified technicians offer dependable transmission services, a warranty, and record services. Call Coleman Taylor today for all your transmission needs.
Welcome in on this beautiful Saturday afternoon to the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Instant reaction to Ole Miss's win over Western Kentucky. They stay alive in the Oxford Regional, and stay alive is what they did. They won, which is the most important thing. Still not exactly a aesthetically pleasing win for Ole Miss, but a win nonetheless. So we're going to react to it together. Ole Miss eliminates Western Kentucky from the Oxford Regional, and they stay alive. They will face the loser of Murray State and Georgia Tech tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and then they'll have to beat the winner twice. They have got to win three games starting tomorrow at 2 if they want to move on in their regional, and we'll see if they can do it. But I'm glad you guys are here again. My name is Michael Borky. I really appreciate you, and really appreciated those of you that stayed up really late with us last night. And if you're listening in podcast form, I'm glad you're here. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the Rebel Report. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. This edition of the show is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out on Exit 40 in Brookhaven or online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. If you want a good car buying experience, if you want a great car buying experience, that's the place to go. You don't have to live in Brookhaven to shop at Toyota of Brookhaven. Trust me, I bought a car from a dealership, a different dealership, not them, and I regret it because I just went the convenient route, somebody near me, and I got sold a lemon, and it was just a really awful experience on top of it all. Toyota of Brookhaven is actually going to take care of you and treat you like a person. By the way, if you tell them that I sent you, you get $1,000, any in-stock new Toyota, $1,000 on me, straight up, before anything else, if you just tell them that I sent you. Outstanding interest rates and in-house financing. They have a service department that's one of the highest rated in the state as well. So check them out, toyotaofbrookhaven.com, exit 40 in Brookhaven. They will deliver. I can promise you that. So Ole Miss wins 8-6, the final. 15 hits for Ole Miss and 14 hits for Western Kentucky. Three errors. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. So there's good, right? I don't want to be the negative guy, although some people on Twitter have informed me that that's what I am. The good, they won the game. They going 2-Q in your home regional again, because of course, as you guys know, it's happened before, would just completely destroy all of the goodwill that was built up throughout the course of this season. So they win. That they're still alive, that they are, I think, a better baseball team, generally speaking, than the one that they will face tomorrow. And we'll see if they can wind their way back and win a regional, although the numbers suggest that they're not going to. But still, the opportunity is going to present itself, and we'll see if they can take care of it. It would not happen, obviously, without a win today. They won. Winning is good. Losing is bad. Breaking news, more at 11. So that is a good thing. They won the baseball game. You had three guys hit two home runs each. Sanford, Unimark, and Folly. I mean, they had 15 hits offensively. It certainly wasn't a bad day, although six solo home runs. And I know these announcers have not been particularly the favorite of you guys. I've seen all of the commentary online. There was one point where they said, and they're right, you know, you would like to see Ole Miss just like have a real offensive inning instead of just trying to hit the long ball, maybe string a couple hits together, work some counts, that kind of stuff. And I mean, it worked today, and, you know, it's fun to see home runs for sure. But they certainly were not the problem last night, in my opinion, although, again, it could have been much better. They weren't the problem today either. They had 15 hits, 8 runs, struck out 11 times, which is just what you're going to get with this offense at this point. So that was a good thing. Maybe some confidence building back up with some of those guys after last night. And then Hunter Elliott. Now, Hunter Elliott, if that is, in fact, the last time he pitches at Swayze, getting a win, getting a postseason win, having that moment – where, you know, bases were loaded, big spot. He gets the strikeout, although a pretty favorable call there, although that was a makeup for a pretty bad call earlier. There was an ump show there earlier in that inning, and he made up for it with probably a bad strike three call. But Hunter Elliott getting that moment is cool, right? He was instrumental in the national championship run, dealt with the injury for a long time. Getting to have that moment's a cool thing too. So that was nice to see today. Other than that, that's kind of all I've got for you when it comes to the good. It was still incredibly sloppy, and it's still. There was a head-scratching pitching decision we'll get to in a second, but it was still sloppy. They still got out of the gate terribly. Defensively, this team is just really, really struggling. And I don't even know if struggling is the right word. It's just basic routine stuff that they're failing to do. You had a dropped third out. I mean, an easy dropped fly ball third out that would have gotten Elliott out of the first. Humphrey also took a weird angle earlier in that inning that – led to a double, you know, probably could have been out if not kept in front of him anyway. So you had that. You had another situation where pitcher, first base, lazy ground ball, couldn't figure that out. You had Furness with the error in the ninth that prolonged and made that any more stressful than it could have been. So defensively, this team is just an absolute disaster right now. And it's not, again, it's not difficult things that they're not doing. It's basic routine stuff. And right out of the gate again. So it happened last night, right? They allowed Murray State to jump on them because of bad defense last night. You put up a two spot in the first, which is obviously a really good thing. And you come out of the first tied, and Hunter Elliott's throwing his glove and yelling in the dugout because he can't get basic routine defense played behind him. It's you are not going to win this regional unless that stops. And we talked about it last night. They were a horrible defensive team the last 2 years going into this year, and now they are really just being they're shooting themselves in the foot badly in this regional. And then there was another moment. I don't want to necessarily pick on an individual player, but Chang strikes out and the catcher drops the third strike. He doesn't even bother picking up and running to first base. He didn't even bother. He just held his bat, put his head down, and walked to the dugout. It's the postseason. It's a regional. You played college baseball for years now, and you lost to Murray State last night. If a catcher drops a third strike, forgive my language, everybody, you get your ass down the line. That is what you should do. And that's I know it's just one thing, and I'm sure he got an earful in the dugout, but that is an attention to detail thing. That when you look at how they're playing in the field right now, and then you look at things like that, it's why is that happening in that spot? Why on earth do you have a player? I know he's not a veteran at Ole Miss, but he's played a lot of college baseball. He's an older player. Why that is something that happens in an elimination game in your home regional is that to me is very, very problematic and emblematic of the issues that have plagued them in these two games that they've played so far. And then finally, I do not understand at all the decision to go to Connor Spencer. I really do not understand it. I know he only threw 13 pitches last night, but you had the game from a pitching perspective worked out basically perfectly through eight innings. Elliott, he could have given you more if not for the poor defense, but Elliott gets you through six. You have a four-run lead. You hand it off to a guy that you don't expect to use in high-leverage situations in Rabe. And yeah, he gave up a home run, but the other two hits were just soft, you know, seeing eye stuff. And he was really efficient. He was throwing strikes. He could have gotten you through the ninth instead of having to use Spencer. And even if he couldn't have, at least trot him out there and try to have a short leash. I do not at all understand throwing Connor Spencer in the ninth to start the ninth with a four-run lead after he pitched the night before, and you've got three more games you have to go win. That's a head-scratching decision to me. I cannot, no explanation will be able to rationalize in my head why you went to him instead of letting Rabe see it through. If you go to Rabe in the ninth and he gets you through, it's basically as perfect of a situation pitching-wise as you could have asked for. I mean, your bullpen would have been, I don't know what Morris's availability is going to be like tomorrow, but at some point maybe he just has to throw, even though he threw 53 pitches, if I remember correctly, last night. But if it would have just been Elliott to Rabe, that would have been basically a great day. Everything you could have asked for pitching. But you chose to go to Spencer after pitching him last night, and it got squirrely there for a little while. And what's his availability tomorrow? I mean, you're really pitching your closer three games in a row? It's that was a bizarre decision. I do not understand that at all. So they won. Winning's good. Losing's bad. There's no doubt about it. I am confused, though, at that decision, and completely uninspired by how this team decided to play defense today after being as bad as they were the night before. But a lot of long balls. They get the win. I assume they're going to be playing Murray State tomorrow, and I can't even say that the bullpen's going to be largely intact now because they pitched Spencer today. Again, maybe he can throw tomorrow, but you have three more games you have to win. Do not understand that decision at all. But they're still alive, and that is what matters most. The podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. If you're a Mississippi business, and I mean anywhere in Mississippi, I know they're based in Jackson, but they can take care of you anywhere, and you're looking for office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever it is, if it's technology in the office and your Mississippi business needs it, check them out at Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. And then tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary technology assessment. So just tell them that I sent you. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority. That's where I bank at Priority One Bank. They have local loan servicing and decision-making. So if you need a loan or you have one with them and you need it serviced or whatever, it's somebody that you sit down with face-to-face. It's not on Zoom or over the phone or somebody out of state. It's somebody right here in front of you because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. To the comments we go. A very, very happy group of commenters today. This team is getting eliminated. In the next game, they look terrible. The decision to pitch Spencer in the ninth is indescribably stupid. Fielding still horrible. At least glad Elliott went out on his own terms with getting out of the jam. Sums it up nicely. All the money Ole Miss is paying Bianco, this team should be a lot better. This is another thing I didn't bring up. Ryan Moorman in the lineup. I don't understand that. I don't understand that either. I truly admire him trying to play. He's clearly injured. You just have to, I don't care what the splits are. The guy can't run. I mean, the poor guy is hobbling down first. Is his bat really so much better than Smithwick's to where he can't get down first base? You have him in the lineup instead of Smith. I don't understand that either. I admire the guy for trying. I really admire him for trying. I don't understand why they're asking him to. Looked about the same as last night. It's just that they had Hunter on the mound. Yeah. There's just not a reasonable path forward, not playing well, pitching depth, and my gosh, the strikeouts. Yeah, I mean, this team has always had a high strikeout volume, though. Oh, and the defense. No kidding. It was a little emotional in the stadium when Elliott got his final out. In all likelihood, that's it for him. Yeah, and it felt like you could see that in him. Maybe I'm just misreading that, but yeah. Well, they survived going to a very difficult hill to come out of this. Yeah, I mean, especially with the way Georgia Tech swings the bat. I'm still, like Chase Parham, the local guys, Michael Katz, somebody will ask Mike Bianco about going to Spencer, and I'm sure that he's going to have some kind of answer. None of it will make sense to me. A win is a win, but I'm not sure it was the confidence boost the team needed. We'll take it. Yeah. you know, what the two games have reminded you of, the three football games they screwed around and lost, where the Ole Miss crowd was tortured the whole time. This regional is not fun to be at. They make so everything so difficult, got awful defense, and they don't look confident. It's a good comparison. Dude, it felt like they were losing the game damn near the whole game, even when they were ahead. Pitching and defense has got to be better for sure. Pitching was fine today. I know there's six runs on the board. The pitching for eight innings was exactly what you needed it be needed it to be today. Yeah, Western Kentucky threw everybody. I mean, they just, you know, when it's you know, when you're at the end of the line, you just got to throw everything out there. Did they take him out after six? You can't pitch Elliott seven innings every game. Yes, they took him out after six. His pitch count was really, really high. It was really high. Would have been lower if he'd have gotten out of the first inning when he should have. But anyway, good news is Hoover showed that the younger bullpen arms can get it done. But, man, the defense has to step up for them in a big way. And not even your point's a good one, but not even step up. Just stop shooting yourselves in the foot. It's not like, you know, they're booting like these incredibly difficult things. It's a dropped easy fly ball. It's not executing on a dribbler to first. It's last night. I mean, just routine ground ball gets booted. Not adjusting after the guy hits two doubles down the line when he comes up again. Not it's that kind of stuff. So they don't even need to step up. They just need to stop stabbing themselves. Decision-making has been extremely suspect, to say the least. Bianco's got a Bianco. But here's the thing, though. They have a pitching coach now. Is he not involved in those decision-making, that decision-making as well? Was it his call or was it Mike's call to go to Spencer? And they would maybe need Spencer for a slightly extended outing later. Instead, he's getting burned for no reason. I mean, yes. Now think about, again, if they go to Rabe today instead of Spencer in the ninth, if they just let him finish and he's able to do it. And if he doesn't, and then you have to bring in Spencer, so be it. But if he's able to get it done, you have Murray State tomorrow. You should be able to take care of Murray State without Connor Spencer. Now, you should have last night, and it didn't work out. But there is the possibility that you can really score a lot of runs tomorrow and not have to use him. And then for either tomorrow night or Monday, you've got Spencer rested to give you multiple innings. Now, I don't know what the heck his availability will be tomorrow. I have no idea. So, any shot Elliott comes back next year? I don't know. I know the NIL world is keeping guys like him in school for longer, so maybe so. Mormon moves like Tim Elko on the torn ACL. Yeah, and his bat's not near as good as Elko's. Luke Hill and Hunter Elliott don't deserve what this team is doing right now. Felt like nothing but negativity again today. Sorry, but as the young kids would say, they're cooked. Yeah, and you know, maybe we are being too negative right now. Maybe I am not giving them enough credit for bouncing back and winning a game, but it was not pretty at all. And I just don't think you're going to be that sloppy and beat Georgia Tech twice. So you think they're going to salvage this regional, have to play cleaner and stop playing so uptight? Yeah, cleaner baseball, and they're fine. Clean baseball wins last night. Apparently they made history with their first 1-1 regional start under Bianco. Yeah. Just don't see the path to winning the regional. There is a path. There is a path for sure. Got to go. Good to see you, Edward. Glad you were here, man. Who should we be pulling for, Murray State or Georgia Tech? You'd rather have to beat Murray State twice than Georgia Tech. So, yeah, you're pulling for Murray State. You want to have to beat them twice. You'd have to see Georgia Tech, of course, tomorrow, which would be a more difficult game tomorrow afternoon. But, yeah, you want to be able to beat Murray State twice. Who do you pitch in Game 3? Kane Townsend, that's exactly who you pitch in Game 3. I mean, and you just hope that he has whatever he had against LSU. I'm pulling his numbers up now. What was it, 4 2/3, 2 hits? I mean, I don't know if Nichols is ready. Maybe he is, but you say he's not burned. I don't think he's quote-unquote burned, but it just felt like such an unnecessary thing. You know what I mean? Sure, he can absolutely pitch again in this regional, but what is his availability tomorrow, and will he be effective pitching three games in a row? He hasn't done that. He hasn't pitched 2 games in a row often. I mean, it hasn't this season. Let me see. I know he was injured earlier, so that's part of it. So that you know, that's not entirely fair, but let's see. It's going to take me a second here. Sorry. Arkansas series, he pitched twice in the weekend, but not in back-to-back days. And his second outing of the weekend, he gave up 4 runs. Let's see. Pitched back-to-back days in Hoover and was really good in back-to-back days. But tomorrow would be 3 days in a row. Has not done that this season. Has pitched back-to-back days once this season. It was last week. But how effective will he be? In your experience playing college baseball, the head coach always can override the pitching coach suggestion. So I would imagine the move to Spencer was a Bianco decision. Yeah, and I'm, you know, I'm trying to talk to you guys while also refreshing to see if oh, here it is. So Mason Nichols, they have not made a decision yet, but Nichols apparently is available to pitch. So we'll see what decision they make. But apparently he is available. So we'll see. We will see. I've not seen any quote about, I mean, that he's talking. He's talking to the media right now, but has not given an answer yet on why. I don't think he's been asked about why either, but who knows? Maybe I'm overthinking it. I think the defensive mistakes coming out in force in the most important stretch of the season comes back to culture. We are playing way too uptight and scared. That has not been the MO all year. Yeah, man. And I know I pointed to it earlier, but the thing with Chang, I mean, what does that say? The attention to detail, right? How you do coaching cliche, how you do one thing is how you do everything. How you do the little things is how you do all that stuff, you know? Nichols starts if it's Murray, Townsend if it's Georgia Tech. Interesting. And, you know, ideally you would have both of them, right? So because of the possible thinness of the pen, I don't know if maybe tomorrow you have to throw both of them in the first game. You would hope not. But, I mean, McCausland is available, you would think. Gunnar Dennis is available for sure. Morris is, if you have to. I mean, in a perfect world, you wouldn't have to pitch him until Monday, and then you could really get a lot out of him. I don't know. I mean, it's tough. They don't have all that many great options to begin with. So you hope that the offense, when they hit 6 home runs in a game, some of them can have a runner or two on. And, yeah. let's hope for a 15-inning affair in the afternoon game. Yeah, no kidding. Just burn a bunch of pitchers, let these guys score a bunch of runs, and deplete their bullpens as well. So we'll be back tomorrow. So here's the plan for tomorrow, by the way. If they win game one, we're just going to go live after game two. If they lose game one, we'll go ahead and go live and talk about the season being over. But that's the plan now. So if they win the first game, we're just going to wait until both games are over before we go live to talk about the day as a whole. That's the plan for tomorrow. I think going live twice in the same day is kind of dumb. So anyway, I'm looking forward to talking to you guys tomorrow. But hey, enjoy the day. It's a beautiful day. Enjoy the win. Winning is fun. Go crack a beer, pour a whiskey, maybe throw something on the grill, and enjoy yourselves on this end of May Saturday afternoon. Appreciate you guys being here. I'm gonna go do that myself, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Hopefully, I'm seeing you guys tomorrow night. I'll see you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.